Now, the reason he mentions that is verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, if you consult any good Bible with notes, you will find a note at the side, even if it's not already the change made. It's not the day of Christ, but it's the day of the Lord is at hand. Now, we've already dealt with that. The day of the Lord has no reference to the church. The thing that happens at the rapture, the day of Christ, or the age of grace, ends. That is, the calling out of the church. And the church is caught up to meet him. Now, there begins the day of the Lord. And we've seen that's a subject of the Old Testament, whereas the rapture is not. And what happens is, it begins with night. The day of the Lord, Joel says, is not light, it's darkness. It's a time of judgment. And it opens like that because the Hebrew day, and in Genesis 1, the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, evidently, someone had circulated a letter or an oral word, nor by word or by letter, or somebody said they had a communication from the Lord, especially. It's interesting. We've always had a group of people that seem to get direct information from the Lord. May I say they don't study the Word of God. They want to get it direct. It's much easier just to have a telephone conversation and get it that way rather than go to school or take up the Bible and study it. So there was circulating in Thessalonica a word that had come to them. And there was some saying that it was a special revelation, something Brother Paul didn't tell you. That's always interesting. These super-duper saints get something that nobody else gets. And there were those there, nor by word, that is, this was a word of mouth, nor by letter, and there apparently was a spurious letter circulating. Or at least somebody said they had it, and I have a notion no one had really seen it, that it was from us, that is, from Paul and Timothy and Silas, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Now, this had caused a problem with the Thessalonian believers, and you can see why. They were in persecution. They were having trouble. And it was very easy for somebody to say, well, this is the great tribulation period that you're in. The day of the Lord has come, and we're already in it. Now, the Word of God mentions the day of the Lord, and the day of the Lord, it begins, friends, with judgment. And that's the reason I think that Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he quoted from Joel, and he says, this is that. He says to those that were listening, they knew that there was a day coming in the future when the Spirit of God would be poured out. But it was going to be the day of the Lord. In verse 20 of Acts 2, he says, at that time the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And certainly that hadn't happened at Pentecost. At the crucifixion of Christ, why, there had been an earthquake and there was darkness. But now, on the day of Pentecost, there was nothing like that at all. There was a rushing sound like a mighty wind, and it sat upon them as fire. It was no wind, but it sounded like a hurricane that had hit the town, and it caused everybody to rush up to the temple area to see what had happened. Now, Peter calls that, quoting Joel, that's the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord is a time of judgment, begins like that. And all that Peter is saying is that this is that. This is similar to that. You think these men are drunk? Well, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. And there is a day coming. The Orthodox Jew in that day believed there was a day coming when God would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. And on the day of Pentecost, wasn't poured out on all flesh. I think that ought to be obvious to anyone. Then we find that Peter mentions the day of the Lord, 2 Peter 3:10. He says, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And we saw that in 1 Thessalonians 5, that he'll not come as a thief in the night. He says he won't come as a thief in the night to believers. Therefore, we have to stay awake. This is not the time to sleep, because he will come to a sleepy world like that, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, that has not happened, did not happen on the day of Pentecost. Let me give one other reference to this. It's in Revelation 6, verse 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, that's not for the church. The church is to look for him, a person to come. We're identified with him.